The Anzac Park All Ability Playground, by All Ability, of course, we mean this is allows access to people with disabilities. It's about to start construction.
Yeah, the beginning, the first step's about to take place the next week. The preparation of the car park to accommodate the around the edges of it. So that begins, and a big project. We've been waiting a while for this to happen, and along with the contributions from the fairy godmothers that instigated this project, they've been lobbying really hard and tirelessly for funds to get it off the ground, and in total it's a $2.5 million project.
Goodness me.
Yeah, create a playground that there isn't one about like it. We've had a big need for an all abilities playground where people of all ages and abilities can enjoy themselves, and this is going to be a state-of-the-art job.
Yeah, Somerset's Anzac Park, and I've got to say, as you know, Robbie, I don't live in the Waratah Wynyard municipality, but I drove past the new playground on the East Wynyard Beach, the other day, and wow, I mean, that's an impressive playground.
It is. Look, it's been worked over. I can tell you, there's people coming from other towns to take their grandchildren there to play.
And I can understand that. Yeah.
They love it. And I ran into an old friend the other day from been away from Wynyard for 50 years, and she's been living in Geelong. And she said, a Geelong with 200,000 people hasn't got a playground equal to what Wynyard's got.
Yeah, no, it's a tourist attraction in its own right. You're right.
And we're going to redevelop things around there for parking. At the moment, there's a fair bit of congestion, but things are going to be redeveloped with the master plan there for parking and accommodation working in with the foreshore market that happens every first and third Sundays in the month. So it's all going to be revamped a fair bit, but the playground was a beginning.
Yeah, a victim of its own popularity, as they say in the classics, I
That's
think.
That's right.
The draft Livable Waratah Wynyard Settlement Strategy, we've spoken about this before, but it's all about planning for the future, and you're looking for public input for this.
Yep, we are. Yeah, the public contributions will be very important because, you know, a lot of people have lived here a long time, a lot of people have lived here a short time, and the contribution that they can make to us in telling us what we need for the future will be very, very valuable, and we'll take it on in hand. We don't want to be heading in a direction that's not going to suit the future, and this is the beginning of drafting up something to point us in the right direction, Martin.
Okay, you've had a couple of drop-in sessions, and you've got one happening at Boat Harbour on Friday from 10 till noon, Sisters Beach from 2 till 4. How have the other ones gone?
Yeah, really good. Been very popular, and we've taken a lot on board. It was interrupted a bit with the COVID. Oh, yeah, and our community conversations too was interrupted a bit with the COVID. But we're getting back on track. We've very valuable input from the community we're receiving.
You've been able to get some money off the state government to upgrade the soccer ground at Cardigan Street.
Yeah, that'll now accommodate two playing fields, and they're a strong club. And to resurface it and extend it and put a a containment fence around it so that it's more accessible in a one particular point. And we've received funds for that, and that's on the, you know, it's work in progress at the moment. I took a drive up there the other day, and it's amazing the amount of land that's been been brought into the original area, and parking on the eastern end where that big drop off was. So that's going to be a major facility in the near future, Martin, and lighting's going to be improved, and another one of those projects that's been a long time in the making, but we're eventually getting there.
Anything that gets people involved in sport, I reckon, has got to be a good thing. Thrive and Survive grants, this is something that the council initiated in response to the pandemic, and you've got some funding for it as well, but they're still open for another day or two.
It's only open till tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the 12th. The 12th tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah, but look, we put 100 grand aside originally in the budget last year to help businesses around and in a practical way, like anything that, because of the pandemic, we just thought, well, if there's something we can do to enhance their business and they can make, there's a formula that they've got to abide by as far as qualifying for the funds, but there's been quite a few successful, and it's going again, and to help our businesses in a practical way, and right there, the lifeblood of our our CBDs and things like that in other places. So we don't we want to keep them going as best we can, Martin. So the submissions are closed tomorrow.
They're closed or open tomorrow?
Yes, open tomorrow. Open. Sorry. Yeah. I got that wrong. Yeah, they open tomorrow. So, look, but if anyone needs any information or wants to know how it's to be done, to put their submission in, our staff will help them and guide them in the right direction so that they know whether they're, in the line to qualify. So, yeah, and they open tomorrow.
Okay, and if you feel competent enough to do it yourself, then all the details are on the council website as well.
Yes, that's right. Only got to go there, and anything that we're not quite sure on, it's clearly listed on our website.
You mentioned earlier on the community conversations. These are the meetings that you have out in various parts of the municipality. It's an informal meeting with councillors and residents, one-on-one. They can chat face-to-face and don't have to stand up during the public participation part of a council meeting and speak in front of everyone. It's a really great opportunity, isn't it? And now, because they were put on hold because of COVID, they're underway again.
Yeah, it's a more comfortable way of getting around the councillors and the staff and, talking things out. Much more comfortable. And Sisters Beach on the 17th of Feb, Yola, 17th of March, Waratah, April the 14th, and at the Mushroom Cafe, and in Wynyard at the Council Chambers on the 12th of May, and then Somerset, June 16. We've done this one, we've done this previously and took things on board that people have suggested, and it's been very valuable and much appreciated by the public, because, to go out there and talk to them, as I said, in a comfortable atmosphere is much easier than fronting up at a council meeting, as you mentioned, Martin.
Yeah, I think it's a bit daunting for some people to stand up and speak publicly like that, so this is a great opportunity. Now, a lot of councils are doing this now. I don't know who was the first one on the coast to do it, so I'm pardon my confusion here, Robbie, but are yours morning teas or are they evening events?
Jiminy's. They're evening events.
Okay.
They're evening events. Jiminy's, I recall, we had some finger food. We used to have finger food. They started up again, but look, we haven't got a time listed on this. That's something we've overlooked. But they'll be well advertised when the time. Yeah.
Yep. And details will be on the council website. Yeah, but they are definitely evening events, which is.
You left me scratching with that time limit one. The time scheduled. But anyway, we would be on our website, but it's just something I haven't got here in front of me at the moment.
Okay. The first one is February the 17th, which is only 8 days away, and we'll talk again before the next one at Yola. But thanks for your time today, Robbie. I really appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, Martin.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Bye now.